Welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat number 26. I'm Ricky Inger, stepping in for Michael Loff. And this week's topic is something that we all deal with in our daily lives, whether it's something we get really excited about or whether it's just something that is necessary. It's something that we all do to one degree or another, and that is file management. And this evening we have with us Richard Wells, who is going to explore the intricacies of the System Access Mobile Network Media Library and how you can organize and play your music and even burn that music to CDs. We also have Mike Arrigo, who is going to demo the popular Nero CD burning software, giving us a brief look at Nero version 9. With that, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Wells, who's going to, again, talk with us about the System Access Mobile Network Media Library.
Good evening. We are looking at the Media Library. Specifically, we are looking at options 7 and 8. However, because of the logic involved, it's almost better to look at them in the order 8 and 7, and you'll see why as we go through this. Now, I'm on currently on the SAMNET desktop. Since I'm using the simplified menu, I can just press the letter M, which will focus Media Library. So now I'm going to open the Media Library.
New window. Main menu.
A lot of these are obvious. If you have music in your library, the first option, of course, is to browse whatever music you already have in your library.
Two, Link, Sync List.
Sync List deals with portable device support, the ZenStone, the Icon / Braille Plus, and also the Victor Stream, and other portable devices to be announced. Next option.
Listen to a playlist.
Is if you have already created a playlist, you can certainly listen to it, and if you have one, it will show you what it is and allow you to play it if you want.
Four, Link, manage library.
The fourth option is manage library. This allows you to delete or import new songs into your library.
Five, Link, manage playlists.
Manage playlists. This is the same thing except with playlist. It allows you to either create new playlists or manage playlists, but as you're going to see, it is possible to create a playlist on the fly before you burn your CD. You're creating your audio CDs from a playlist. You have to have a playlist before you can do an audio CD.
Six, Link, shuffle.
That's self-explanatory. If you don't want to play your songs in order, you just want your computer to generate a random song from any of your folders, whatever you have stored, it will do that and just play them along as it goes.
Seven, Link.
Create an audio CD. We'll talk about that more in a minute, but let's go to number 8 and we will go into it.
Eight, Link. Play or copy a CD.
Play or copy a CD. Let's open this one.
Play or copy CD. Choose a CD-ROM drive. Please choose the CD-ROM drive you want to use.
Since I have a CD burner and then I have another CD drive that is just simply a player, I get a choice of which one I want to go to. Now, I'm sitting on the continue button, and this is not the one I want, because the one you want is going to be where your CD is. Well, I'll go ahead and hit continue on this one, and you'll see what happens.
No CD in drive. Please insert a CD in your CD-ROM drive. Then press the button below to continue. Button, continue.
Since it wasn't there, I'm just going to backspace out of this.
Continue.
What that did is that took me back to the previous page. If I had pressed escape here, I would have went all the way back to the SA Mobile desktop. The SAMNET desktop or SA Mobile desktop, pressing escape from anywhere will drop you all the way back to your desktop. And just as a hint, if you'll press backspace instead of escape when you want to back out of something, you'll go back to where you were rather than going all the way to the SA Mobile desktop. Since I'm on the continue button and this is not the CD drive I want, I'm going to up arrow.
List. DVD-ROM 16X.
Notice there that it said something about a DVD-ROM. That's the one I want. Tab to the continue.
In exact matches, listed below are the category, artist, and title of each CD in the online database whose signature is close to this CD's signature. Please choose the best match. List, jazz, Kenny G Miracles.
The online database that we use actually found two matches for this CD. I'm going to up arrow to get off the continue button because I want to see what other choices I have.
List, jazz, Kenny G Miracles.
That one says Jazz Kenny G Miracles. I don't really know what that is. I'm going to press down arrow here because I want to see if maybe the other one has a little bit more about the genre besides jazz than it is.
Miscellaneous Kenny G Miracles, the holiday album.
Holiday. I'm starting to get a clue as to what this might be. I'm going to press down arrow one more time just to see.
None of these is close.
We don't want the none of these is close because I want to actually see the titles on the CD. So I'm going to up arrow again to get to the second one, I think, because that one sounds closest to the one that I've got. Let's up arrow.
Miscellaneous Kenny G Miracles, the holiday album.
I'm going to tap to the continue button.
Continue button. Play or copy CD. Artist, Kenny G. Album, Miracles, the Holiday Album, Year, 1994. Genre, Christmas, checkbox, not checked. 1. Winter Wonderland, play this track, checkbox, not checked. 2. White Christmas, play this track, checkbox, not checked. 3. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, play this track, checkbox, not checked.
I only wanted to burn tracks 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11, and so on to CD. I could do that. Suppose I want to just see what one of these sounds like. Let's go back to the top of the page. I'll do that with Control Home. I'll press Tab here.
1. Winter Wonderland. Checkbox. Not checked.
Just Tab.
Play this track.
Make sure that this is one of the ones I want to record. All I have to do is press Enter. The next sound you will hear will be the media player come up.
SA Mobile Media Player.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Pause, resume, stop.
I went ahead and tabbed to the stop button there and pressed the space bar. You can also do that with Enter. I could have also done Alt-S to stop it. So I'm back in the list of tracks. But suppose I just want to do the whole CD. If you go to the bottom of the page...
End of page. Button. Close. Button. Edit CD DB information. Button. Deselect all. Button. Copy tracks. Button. Play tracks. Button. Select all.
There's the button I want. Select all. I was up arrowing from the bottom of the page. Press Enter on the Select All button.
Selected all tracks.
And it even gave me a little confirmation. Suppose I want to copy this CD.
Play tracks.
I could play these tracks, and it would just play them all the way through. I wanted to show you that. I'm going to deselect all, and I'm just going to select two or three of them to give you an idea of what happens when you actually select a few tracks, and then the ripping process begins.
Play your copy CD. Winter Wonderland. Checkbox. Not checked.
I like that song. I'm gonna do that one.
Click two. White Christmas. Checkbox. Not checked.
I'm sick of that song. I hate that song. I don't like that song anymore.
Click three.
Besides that, we don't ever get White Christmases in Texas anyway.
Three. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I like that song. I like to sing that song there.
Click four. Silent Night. Checkbox. Not checked.
Yeah, that one's okay, but I think I'll pass.
Click five. Green Sleeves. Checkbox. Not checked.
I don't think so.
Play this track six. Miracles. Checkbox. Not checked.
That's enough. And we're just going to tab through here until we find the copy button.
Play this track 9. Play this 11. Play the select all button. Play tracks. Copy tracks button.
So when I press enter to copy the tracks, I'm going to get a new dialog.
Status. Read only text. Copying track 1. 1 of 3. Winter Wonderland. Copying track 3. 2 of 3. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
The reason it said copying track 3 is because I didn't select track 2. We copied 3 songs. Let's go ahead and close this. There was some status information that you could have gone through, and I was remiss in that. I suppose I could actually copy just another track to show you that you do have some status that you can tab around there and read.
8. Link. Play or copy a CD.
Let's go back in here.
Choose a CD-ROM drop. Please choose heading level 1. Playlist. A DVD-ROM 16 and continue. In exact matches. Listed below is list. Jazz. Miscellaneous. Can't continue. But... Play or copy CD. Artist, Kenny G.
Okay, so let's just go find one more song here.
Click to click through. Play this track. Link. 4. Clip 5. Play this track. Link. 6. Miracles. Checkbox. Not checked.
Now, what's cool about that is when I went out of there and back in, it unchecked everything again, so I'm not in any danger of making two copies of the same song, anything like that.
Play 7. Little Drummer Boy. Check the play.
Nah, I don't like that song.
The
Hanukkah song. I like Jewish stuff, so let's go. Let's select that one. Brahms Lullaby. So I've got two more tracks selected. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tab over here right past track 11.
Play this track. Link.
This is play this track, which is 11. I'm going to tab once, and you have...
Format to use when copying. Drop down list. MP3.
Now by default, this thing copies at 128 to 44 kHz. Let's actually open this. Alt down arrow to open this.
List opened.
MP3. MP3 is the first one. Ogg Vorbis, which is another compressed format.
Uncompressed WAV.
We can also do it in WAV format. I'm going to go ahead and select MP3 again.
Ogg MP3. When a free list closed.
Okay, and let's tab over to copy tracks.
Copy tracks button.
While these tracks are copying, I want to show you what you can hear about the status of your copying.
Status. Read only text. Copying track 8. 1 of 2. The Hanukkah song. Track progress. Read only text. 0%. 13%. 30. Total progress. Read only text. 13%. 20%.
So we are copying these tracks. Let's see how we're doing.
Read only text. Copying track 11. 2 of 2. Brahms Lullaby. Track progress. Read only text. 77%. 87%. NA.
It is done.
Current speed.
Listen.
Read only text. Done.
It drops you on the status portion of this. And all I was doing was tabbing and shift tabbing to go back through that. Okay, let's go ahead and quickly close this. Now we're back to option 8 where we were. And let's see how we're doing. Okay. I've got 5 songs selected here. Let's go make a CD.
Create an audio CD. Please choose a playlist for this audio CD. Create a playlist.
I've got my songs copied, but until I actually go put them in a playlist, I can't start my CD project. So let's go back over here.
Create a playlist. Link. Create a playlist. What do you want to call the playlist? Editable text. Checkbox. Not checked. This playlist is for a custom audio CD. Button. Okay.
This checkbox is for a custom audio CD, and let me explain that real quickly. You know that you have a 74 or an 80-minute CD. That's when you would use that checkbox. Normally, I just leave that unchecked. So let's go back up here.
This, what do you want to call the playlist? Editable text. Blank.
K-E-N-N-Y. Okay.
Add to playlist. Please browse your media library and select a track to add to the playlist. Heading. Browse library. Kenny G. Folder. MISC. Folder.
Okay, so we know that we have a Kenny G folder.
Kenny G.
We opened the folder by pressing enter on the Kenny G folder.
Heading level 2, Kenny G, link, Miracles, the holiday album, folder.
Okay, so we got another folder here.
Link.
Just kind of tabbing through here.
Owen Winter Wonderland, link.
If I press enter here, I wonder what would happen.
Add to playlist. The track you selected has been added. Now you may select another track, create another playlist, or return to the main menu.
Is that cool or what? All I had to do to add that to the playlist was press enter.
Owen Winter 103, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Link.
I want to add that one.
Add to playlist. The track you selected has been added. Now, Owen Winter 106, Miracles. Link. Add to playlist. The track you selected has been added. Owen 0306.
You see how what I'm doing? I'm just tabbing through. And it always puts me back at the top, so I know I've already added 1 and 3 and 6. If you don't really know what your playlist is, you want to make sure that you don't have any repeats, because I could sit there and add one song 42 times to a playlist. You don't want to do that, so you want to make sure that you're adding them and keeping up with what you're doing. So if the phone rings, you probably want to go back and check your playlist before you actually burn the CD. 08,
the Hanukkah song. Add to playlist. 01, go back. 11, Brahms, add to playlist. 011, Bronk, go back. Listen to this playlist. Link.
I can listen to this playlist, and I can go through it with the media library to make sure that this is what I want, but I'm pretty sure that I have everything that I need here.
Create an audio CD from this playlist. Link.
Create an audio CD. Now we're getting to the fun part.
Create an audio CD. Using audio processing technology licensed from Online Production Studio, the media library can create a special type of audio CD which we call a radio mix. On a plain audio CD, there are typically pauses between songs. In a radio mix, the next song usually starts while the current song is ending, resulting in a smoother listening experience like what you typically hear on the radio. Which type of audio CD would you like to create? Create a radio mix. Create a plain audio CD. Return to main menu.
When I really like to use the radio mix, like from a live album, it segues smoothly from one song to another without that little pause, you know, in between. We'll just do a radio mix with this one.
Create a plain audio CD. Create a radio mix. Link. New web page error. Do you want to debug this web page?
This error is not a problem with the CD player. This is IE8. It's giving us all kinds of little new warnings about security. And anytime you see a debug error like this, what you do is you find the checkbox that says, "Don't ask me this again."
Yes button, no button, read only tap, do not show this message again, checked.
So we're going to say that, and the only thing that's available now is the no button.
No button.
And we press enter.
Insert a CD.
It has opened my CD drive for me already. I'm going to stick this CD in here. I've got the CD drive open. Now, watch this.
Please insert a blank CDR or a CDRW in your CD recorder, then press enter to continue.
Okay, so now I'm going to press enter. All right, my CD drawer just closed, and you hear the familiar music that you've come to know and love.
CD drive, D, blank CD, what do you want?
Okay, now Windows took focus away from system access. Press the end key. The dialog on my screen currently is, there's a blank CD in your drive. What do you want Windows to do with it? So we don't want Windows to do anything with it. We want SAMNET to do all the work. So let's press the end key to get to the...
Take no action.
Take no action. Press enter.
Choose speed.
Now we came back to the SAMNET media library. I can do this at 40x. I'm going to open this list.
32.
24.
16. 8.
I would experiment with this. A lot of people say, always record at the slowest speed. The modern players now, even the ones in your car, I mean, they're pretty good now. So I would experiment. Go ahead and record at the highest speed. If the CD doesn't appear to be readable by the CD-ROM, you've made yourself a nice little Frisbee, and You can play with your dog, and you can make a CD at a lower speed. Let's go ahead and do it at 40x.
Continue button. Status.
It's preparing the mix.
Preparing track one.
It's actually making a virtual image of the CD called an ISO image, and it then burned this ISO image. Once it's finished making it, it will burn that to the CD.
Verifying image.
It's actually verifying that the ISO is okay now.
Track one.
And now it's burning to the CD. You hear it say writing.
Total progress. Read only text. 32%. 39%. Writing track 3.
So we're writing track 3 now. Those total track progress and single track progress, basically, you can look at two different ones. And when it gets done, it will automatically pop the CD drawer open again.
Finishing recording.
Finishing recording.
And it is now finishing recording. It's not just media that we need to organize in our daily lives. A lot of times we have data that we'd like to back up. Perhaps we have very important documents that we want to make sure nothing happens to. And while many of us do have external hard drives or backups in different computers, it's sometimes an excellent idea just to have this on some type of media other than a hard drive, and a CD or a DVD really makes the perfect choice for that. So whether you are burning CDs, as we've just seen here with music, or whether you're backing up your important data, it's important to have an idea of what tools are available to assist you in doing that. And now we'd like to talk about the Nero suite of software used to burn both audio and data CDs and DVDs. And to demonstrate that, we have Mike Arrigo.
Nero version 9 is what we're going to be looking at. It's the latest version of the Nero CD burning suite, and it's a great set of applications. It's accessible. It has remained very accessible and works very well with pretty much all the screen readers, and I'm going to be using System Access. And what I'm going to be showing you is how to create a backup disk for data. DVDs and CDs, even, if you have a small amount of data, are a great way to back up. A couple of things I want to talk about first. There's really two types of media, whether you're talking about CD or DVD. There's R, which is write once, and then there's RW, you can rewrite. Now, in the DVD world, you've got two different standards, and for a while it was not sure which one was going to become the standard, DVD plus or DVD minus. Neither one won. The drive started just including support for both of them. If you're going to be burning video, go with DVD minus. If you're actually using it for data backup, go with DVD plus. DVD plus is a little better for data, and not all drives support this, but if your main priority is data backup, and that's it, you're not really concerned about DVD movies or anything like that, you're just concerned about data backup, then go with DVD RAM. That one is kind of standalone. That is by far the best for backing up data. Nero actually is a suite of several applications, and the main one I'm going to be showing you is Nero Burning ROM, which is the main application, but there are others. The other one you might find interesting is Showtime, Nero Showtime, which is a DVD player for your computer, which also is very accessible. There's even a section in the user's guide for that that talks about the keyboard commands. I'm going to go ahead and open up Nero Burning ROM. I'm using a Windows XP. Go to the Start menu here.
Start menu.
And we're going to go to Programs.
Program submenu. Accessory.
And we're going to hit N.
Nero submenu.
Go in there.
Manual submenu. Nero 9 submenu.
Nero 9, that's where we want to go.
Nero Toolkit submenu.
Nero Toolkit. Let's go in there.
Nero Burn Rights.
Nero Burn Rights. That's mainly for administrators. You can control whether or not administrators are able to access CD burning, and I've only got one user account on my machine, and it is an admin account, so that doesn't really apply.
Nero Disk Speed.
Nero Disk Speed. You can evaluate the speed of your drives and that type of thing.
Nero Drive Speed.
There's Nero Drive Speed. That one, I think, does the drive. Nero Disk Speed, actually, I think it checks your disk and tells you what type of media it is.
Nero Info Tool.
Nero Info Tool, that'll give you all kinds of info about your drives, the firmware on your drive, which, by the way, is a good idea to keep up to date, because they do add support for new media, so whatever CD drive you got, check the website now and then and keep your firmware up to date.
Nero Rescue Agent.
Nero Rescue Agent. If you have a corrupted disk, assuming it's rewritable, or you've got corrupted data on a memory card, What this will do is it'll scan it, and it will try its best to recover it. Fortunately, I've never had to use it, but it's there if you need it.
Neuro Burning ROM,
that's what we're going to be going into here in just a minute.
Neuro Cover Designer.
Neuro Express. Stripped down version of Neuro. It doesn't have all of the advanced features in it, but if you just want to burn basic CDs, it works. It doesn't work quite as well with screen readers, though it is usable. You'll have to use your mouse keys a little bit. If you want the best accessibility, I'd say go with the Neuro Burning ROM.
Neuro Photo Snap.
That relates to working with photos. Pretty self-explanatory.
Neuro Recode.
That has to do with DVD movies and converting movies into files.
Neuro Showtime.
That's the DVD player I was talking about.
Neuro Soundtracks.
For making music CDs, I believe. It's specifically designed for that. You can do all kind of mixes with playlists. Of course, you can burn audio CDs with Neuro Burning ROM also, but this is more of a specialty application.
Neuro Start Smart.
That is a kind of a home screen for Neuro where you can launch the different applications. You really don't need to use it because all the items are in your start menu.
Neuro Wave Editor.
That's a audio editor.
Neuro Toolkit submenu.
And we're back to Neuro Toolkit. Let's go into Neuro Burning ROM. Press Enter. By default, when you first get it, it'll automatically put you into a new compilation. I've actually disabled that, so it just kind of goes to a blank screen. I've got a USB flash drive here with a lot of stuff on it, like all my installs, like for WindowEyes, for Kurzweil 1000. If you're going to be burning stuff to CD, it's probably best to actually copy it to the hard drive first, just because it'll be faster that way when the burn actually takes place. So again, we're in the blank Neuro Burning ROM window, and let's say I wanted to put all of these folders that I've got, because I've got all these installs in different folders, but you'd select files the same way, onto a disk. We need to start a new compilation here. Press Control-N. For new?
New compilation. Multi-session tag.
Now, I'll explain some of these options on the way. A lot of them are good at the defaults. Usually what you're going to want to do, especially if you're backing up things... By the way, speaking of backup, when you buy the Neuro Suite, which is $79, I think, you can upgrade for a cheaper price. Neuro Back It Up is a full-featured backup program, and it also is very accessible, though I don't know how well the Restore works. That's one area of Windows that can always get a little interesting. So we're in the multi-session tab. In most cases, you don't want to do a multi-session because what that does is it creates a session and then you can add data to it later, but some drives and some programs won't read disks until they're closed. So the best way to do this is, if you can, prepare your data in advance, do it all as one session, as a disk at once burn, and then close the disk. That's the most reliable way, and that will give you the most compatibility. So we're sitting in the multi-session tab here. Let's go ahead and just tab.
Drop-down list, DVD.
So it's asking us here, what type of disk do we want? Do we want a DVD or a CD?
CD.
Okay, I'm on CD. Change this back to DVD.
DVD-ROM.
There we go.
ISO.
I'm on DVD, which is what I would use in this case. And by the way, I do have two drives on this machine. Tab here.
Multi-session tab. No multi-session. Radio button selected.
No multi-session, and that's the only one selected at the moment.
New button.
Okay, so we got new, which we'll select in a moment to actually get to the file browser.
Cancel button, Neuro Express button, open.
Neuro Express, what that button does, if you want to switch to Neuro Express, the more basic version of Neuro, you can do that.
List, DVD-ROM, ISO.
It's asking, what kind of disk do you want to make? For backup data, DVD-ROM ISO would be what you would want, or CD-ROM ISO is appropriate. Let's look at these other tabs here.
ISO tab.
Okay, ISO. There's some things in here we may want to check out.
File system, drop-down list, ISO 9660 Juliet.
Juliet, as my eloquence says. ISO 9660 Juliet. That's usually going to be what you want.
New button.
Here is the new button. Let's go ahead and select it. Okay.
ISO 1 DVD. 3.
Okay, so it says ISO 1 DVD. I want to get over to my F drive, which is my flash drive in this case. Again, if you copy stuff to the hard drive first, you would select drive C. But let's just tab here.
List. Empty. File browser.
Okay, that's the compilation list. File browser. Let's see what we've got here.
Documents and settings. Local disk C. Open.
Local disk C opened. Close that, because I want to get down to my F drive.
Closed. CDR to insert disk. Cancel.
When you arrow down to an item, it immediately tries to scan it. And if there's no disk, it says insert a disk, and it pops this window up. So what you've got to do, in this case, is press the first letter of your drive. In my case, it's removable disk F. So if I press R, we should get to it.
Removable disk F. Closed.
Now, there's a couple of different ways we can browse this. I think if we tab, it'll show us the folders. Let's see. We could also expand it with the right arrow key, but let's just tab.
List. English CD.
English CD, that's part of the Kurzweil 1000 for the English dictionary.
Keys,
that's the folder I use for product keys.
K-U-R-Z-W-E-I-L 1000.
Kurzweil 1000, so we can just arrow through these. Now, what if we wanted to add this to the compilation? They've added a simple keystroke to say add it to the compilation. I'm just going to add that to my compilation by holding the control key and pressing 1.
Progress. ISO 1 DVD Neuro Burning ROM. List. K-U-R-Z-W.
Now we can keep going.
OFFICE 2000.
Office 2000. Let's say I wanted to add that. Let's add one more folder.
Via voice. Type.
Via voice, of course. Eloquence, that's another term for that. Let's add that folder as well.
ISO 1 DVD.
We have three folders added, and we can check that. Let's tab.
ISO 1 DVD. 3. New. Open.
And this is called new. I didn't give it a title, but if we arrow down.
KURZWEIL 1000.
KURZWEIL 1000.
OFFICE 2000.
Office 2000, and it's closed. We could open that and review the individual files and things in there.
Via voice. Closed.
Okay, now what if I decide I don't want one of those in there? Let's say I don't want Office 2000 in there anymore. How do we get rid of it? Let's arrow back up.
OFFICE 2000.
Press the delete key. Go ahead and hold the control key and press B, burn, and that'll open the burn dialog box, and I'll just briefly show you these options here.
Burn add, disk info button, Alt D.
Press that, it would tell you what kind of disk was in your drive.
Determine maximum speed, checkbox.
Okay, determine maximum speed, that's unchecked, and I've always kind of left it that way.
Right, checkbox. Check.
Okay, you can do a test write where it just tests the burner, but it doesn't actually write stuff. The write option is usually what you're going to want checked, which it is.
Finalize disk. No further writing possible. Checkbox. Check.
You want that checked usually, again, for maximum compatibility. Get your data together in advance, do it in one session, and then close the disk. That'll be compatible on the most CD drives, so we'll leave that checked.
Writing. Write speed. Drop-down list. Maximum.
There's the write speed. I don't do the minimum, but I don't do the maximum either. Let's see what we've got here.
8x, 11,080 kbps, 4x, 2.4.
I'm using a DVD, so it has 8x, 4x, or 2 point something. Let's tab.
Number of copies, editable text.
Number of copies,
none.
Just one.
Use multiple recorders. Check
use
box.
Multiple recorders. We don't want to do that.
Do a virus check before burning. Check
do
box.
A virus check not before check. Burning. Nero does have a built-in virus checker that you can have it check your files before burning that if you wish.
Verify written data. Check
verify
box.
Written not data. Check. You can have it verify the data after it's burned if you want and make sure that it did burn everything correctly. I've never done that and I've never had a problem, but if you want to do that, you can.
Write in. Burn button. Alt B.
And there is the burn button. We would just press space on that, and those three folders would be burned to the disk. So it's a great suite. If you want to check it out, go to Nero.com, just Nero.com. For CD burning in Windows and DVD burning, you're not going to find anything better.
And my hat's off to you for giving us such a great demonstration. Thank you for joining us this week on Serotalk Tech Chat number 26. Hopefully you'll join us next week. And until then, stay connected and stay directed.